The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, thanks. Actually, before we get on to Tuner, which I adored, is it true Cillian Murphy, my Irish brother, is partly responsible for your love of acting?
Yes. Watching him in Peaky Blinders was a big catalyst in me sort of wanting to do this, yeah.
Brilliant. And have you ever met him?
I've never met him. I'd love to, though.
Listen, congratulations on Tuner.
Thank you.
It has a kind of a feel, I don't know, of... why has this not been made? I don't know. There's something about it that everything... Mm. It seemed like it was such a great premise to take a piano tuner and transfer him to safes.
Yeah, it's a kind of bonkers idea, but Daniel Roy is a little bonkers. he's also just... He loves movies. And yeah. I think he just loves cool movies, and he wanted this movie to be cool, and he wanted it to be entertaining and be a sort of simple story well told, ultimately wants people to enjoy it. You know, which is kind of why we go to the cinema, isn't it? To be entertained for a couple of hours.
Absolutely. And Nikki, your character in this, has something called hyperacusis. Now, I've heard of this before, but just in case any of my listeners haven't, what's your understanding of this affliction?
It basically, to put it simply, you are allergic to loud noises. Any loud noises can be extremely painful. And can even cause seizures. So you have to sort of really shelter yourself from the outside world and the sort of unpredictability of it.
Yeah, Nikki does that by, I guess, wearing earplugs a lot of the time, and then when needs be, the kind of noise-cancelling headphones. Because I think initially, maybe when people hear about it, they think, oh, like, I have that because I hate the sound of my children eating rice cakes next to my head. But that's not what this is. Like,
no, this is something a little more serious. Yeah, it can be really debilitating and really really crippling, not just physically, but, you know, socially.
Completely.
It's really difficult to have a normal life, lead a normal life, and have, you know, have relationships.
Of course, because walking down the street, a loud noise can happen. Going into a building, you know, it can be overwhelming, and yeah, particularly if you're suffering with this, it's unimaginable.
Yeah, I spoke to a man called Alex Ruger who has the condition, and, you know, after speaking to me at length about it, it's not just how it affects you as well, it's the people around you and the sort of the way other people have to navigate your experience of life can sometimes mean that you just don't want to. People don't want to. They don't want to deal with it. And so, you know, relationships can be really hard that way.
Yeah, this isn't hyperacusis, but my wife does have a kind of an allergic reaction to certain sounds. And we were sitting in a restaurant one time, and two tables away, a guy was eating a pizza. I did not notice, but she was literally going to fight him because of the noises he was making. And we had to leave the restaurant. I mean,
what was he making?
Like, he was, when she made me aware of, she was like, no, like, and I looked down, and okay, he was kind of like slobbing away on a slice of pizza, but like, it didn't affect me in the slightest, I wasn't aware, but she was like ready to just go, and we were like, do you know what, we'll just go to a different
place. Did he not close his mouth when he chews?
No, it was,
well,
it
see,
was.
One should do that when you're an adult. Yeah. You should really, you know, chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, there was some mozzarella slurping and things. When she pointed it out, I was aware of it, but yeah.
Not the mozzarella slurping, that is next level. I'd leave.
No, it is. In this movie, you get to act alongside Dustin Hoffman. I mean, I want to know what he's like, and please don't shatter my illusions here. Is he lovely?
He's lovely. I don't need to shatter that illusion. He's lovely. He's very funny. He's very kind. He tells the most wonderful stories, and, you know, it's there were some days on set we would go to these houses, and, you know, naturally the sort of neighborhood would gather around this crew and go, what's happening here on my doorstep, and word would get out that, you know, Dustin Hoffman was there, And I think it was his last day on set, and, you know, the whole neighborhood wanted to say hello to him, get their sort of 5 minutes with him, take pictures of him. And he just, he did it so graciously and patiently, and he gives everyone like their sort of moment in the sun in a very lovely way.
That's wonderful to hear. And your accent in this is not the one I'm hearing right now, Leo. It is absolutely flawless, dude. I was so impressed.
Thank you.
Is it something you can slip in and out of, or does it take a bit of work? Or
it gets a little easier. I would do what I remember. I had the tiniest part in a movie with Tom Holland, and he was playing an American in that, and his American accent is fantastic. And
yeah,
I remember that he would. It wasn't anything method or anything. He would speak in this American accent, and then he might drop back into his accent, and then kind of that dial would, and it would just be instinctive. And I remember consciously kind of doing that.
Well, it worked. It really did. Yeah,
thanks.
Whatever you did. Listen, I know we're here to talk about Tuner, but I wouldn't be the man I am if I didn't tell you that I am the biggest Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh.
And I have heard that you're going to be Halvard in The Hunt for Gollum. I mean, I don't know what you're allowed to say about this to me, but can you tell me anything?
Yeah, not a ton. I think I can tell you that it takes place in that gap in the Fellowship. Where yes. Gandalf rides off to learn about the ring.
Yeah.
And there's it's kind of, I mean, I might be wrong about that.
No.
Pretty,
you're right.
Pretty sure about it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the exploration of what Gollum's story is.
And are you prepared for the fandom of people like me where we will obsess over every detail, and from now on, you will be Halvard the Dunedain Ranger of the North first, and then you'll be Leo Woodall. Is that cool?
That's all right with me.
Yeah, okay,
that's
amazing.
Right with me. Yeah.
Listen, congratulations on Tuner.
Thank you. It's so
good. My audience definitely need to go see this in the cinema. The sound is incredible for lots of reasons. Looks amazing. It's a great performance by you, Leo. Congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, pal. It was a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.